Cellist Maya Beiser grew up in Israel. She's the daughter of an Argentine father and a French mother. Her repertoire might surprise you. Typically, there's not a lot of Bach on her cello. Earlier today, my colleague Marco Werman met Maya Beiser. Before they spoke, she played a piece titled Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Cellist Maya Beiser there. She's been called the cello goddess by the New Yorker magazine. And though she is, as you can hear, a performer of obvious talent, goddess is a word that doesn't seem to square very well with the fact that you, Maya Beiser, were the first female member of the Israeli Army String Quartet. So you're at the tail end of a multi-date spring tour. Tonight you'll be the featured soloist with the Boston Pops. It's somewhat limiting, as we're hearing right now, to call you a classical cellist.
Yeah, that is true. I recently adopted the alternative classical, you know, because people always ask me, how do you call your music? What genre is it? And I think it embraces so many different genres that it's very hard to define, really. So I like alternative classical.
Now, you were on this program nearly 10 years ago when an album that you put out called Kinship had just been released. And you told us at the time that you grew up on a kibbutz in Israel, hearing the muezzin from a nearby Bedouin village singing the morning prayer. And at the same time, you're in your bedroom listening to Pink Floyd and David Bowie on your stereo. Now you're playing Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. And I'm wondering if all of your life kind of led up to this moment.
Very much so, Marco. Yeah, you know, that's the great thing about being a free artist, which is I finally kind of get to just explore all those things together. And Led Zeppelin has been my favorite band for years and years. And Kashmir is kind of the perfect venue for me because it's such a great piece in the rock idiom, yet it has a lot of complexity in terms of the rhythmical part of it, melodic part. It's very earthy, you know, Robert Plant's great singing, but it also has all this Middle Eastern stuff in the end. So I've sort of taken that on a whole journey with my cello.
Elaborate a bit more on kind of the different themes in Kashmir. You spoke about the Middle East and you spoke about this heavy-hitting rock and roll. I mean, what came into your mind as you were working on the arrangement and putting it together?
First of all, what you could hear in this particular arrangement is you will hear my cello, my 300-year-old cello, processed. Some people would think, oh, this is guitar, this is percussion. No, it's all really played on the cello. And what we do is I record it and then we process it, put some distortion on it to make it sound like Jimmy Page guitar. I hit the cello quite a bit, try not to break it.
Yeah, be gentle on it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that going on and it's a great process. There is this beautiful Middle Eastern theme that's based on an Arabic scale. The Arabic classic scale is called the maqam. It's towards the end of the piece, and so we just kind of took that and flew with it. And so it just gives me the opportunity to play all this Middle Eastern stuff on the cello, which of course lends itself beautifully, I think, to the instrument.
The fact that you're playing with the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall tonight, I think, is testimony to the fact that you're committed to the idea of taking the stiffness out of classical music.
Yes. I mean, I do play, you know, with major orchestras, and I play in Carnegie Hall pretty much every year. But the kind of shows I do these days are, I just did a concert not too long ago in Carnegie Hall with my new show, which is called Provenance, which had theatrical elements, different texts from, you know, Middle Eastern poetry. So I try to just embrace everything that interests me and bring it to the concert hall and hope that people like it.
Maya Beiser, who will conclude her spring tour tonight with the Boston Pops. Thank you very much. Great pleasure.
Thank you, Marco. It's great to be here.
Cellist Maya Beiser, earlier today in the Fraser Performance Studio here at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins, just down the hall in the Nan and Bill Harris Studios. You can hear more of Maya Beiser's performance at theworld.org. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Thanks for listening.